Oh, do you remember if they ever called a midwife, granny or granny woman? See, how would you refer to all the people that you had that came?
House guests.
Family.
Family.
Well, like family are all like, let's say they were...
Relations?
Mm-hmm. Would you call them relatives?
Uh-huh, relatives.
Or, do you call them kin?
No. That's a good crossword puzzle word.
Kin?
Kin.
No one uses it, but...
Sib.
Kin and kin.
Kin folks.
If someone looks like you, but you're not in the same family, you say she's no...
Your double? She resembles?
Mm-hmm. But you'd say she doesn't belong in your family, she's no...
A relation.
Would you just,
No. Didn't I do that before?
No, you did. Days of the weekend.
Kim, Mary, Martha, Nellie, Billy, Matthew.
Okay.
Oh, did you ever hear the term, Jack McDouble?
Well, I've never heard it applied to a preacher. I've heard it applied to plenty of other people, though.
What does it mean?
Well, it means somebody that says they can do something and they can't to me. Or you're just starting out and learning or something like that. Jack Lay, Carpenter.
Okay. If you're talking about George Patton, you refer to him as Mr. Patton.
General Patton.
Okay. And, like, say...
I've heard it applied to a preacher. I've heard it applied to plenty of other people.
Sanders.
Well, it means somebody that says they can do something that they can't.
Captain.
Or he's just starting out and learning.
Student. Secretary. Actress. American. Would you use any other names for a pupil, for a student, or like pupil? Or a student?
Scholar. That would be pretty formal.
Mm-hmm. Who would you use captain to?
Well, there's a ship captain, and there's a captain in the Army, and there's a captain in the Navy.
It's mostly a military title, then?
Well, the head is a captain on a boat. It's the chief man on the boat, the boss man.
What would a child that was born of, like one parent was black and one parent was white, how would you, do you know what the child would be called? What are terms for like white people who aren't well off? You know,
poor white trash.
Have you ever heard the term like rednecks?
Yes, I've heard it.
What does that like signify to you?
People that are very intolerant.
And what about? Cracker? Or crackers?
Well, I'm a Florida cracker. My husband is a Georgia cracker. We were both born in...
What are those states? Does that just mean...
Georgia and Florida. It means you're a native of that state. I don't think they use it in any other states except Georgia and Florida, though.